I kept working hard. I just, kept my head down, kept, striving to, be the best that I could be there. And, at the end of the season, I kind of finally came out of the funk, as you want to call it. So I felt good with how I just kept working. Obviously, organization, sticking behind me, it kept building that confidence. And for me, I never lost it. I mean, I never lost it in my head. I kept going out every day, trying to, do the things I know best and work on those details. And I finished the season how I wanted to. For me, I can look at the things that I didn't like that I did during the season, and I can eliminate those and really focus on the good things and on the positives. And it's easy for me to see those positives, through all of it and build off of that. And I'm excited about what this offseason is bringing and the kind of start of a new year and building this team. And that's my main focus, is making sure every time I take the field, I take advantage of my opportunities and it's going to lead me in the right direction. I want to be 100% on field goals. I gotta make kicks. It's my job. It's my responsibility to go out there and make field goals. So, every time I take the field, that's my focus, and especially this offseason, practice, in the way, or everything I'm doing, I'm focused in on being sharp, being in that moment, and taking advantage of that opportunity. And I think it's going to carry me a long way. Every day I go out there and I'm competing. It's something I do every offseason. I'm competing with myself and competing with guys all over the league. Just looking to break in. So for me, it's it's good to see that guy next to you. It definitely puts a little added competitive juice in there, and I think it's been good. It's been good for me. I feel like I've been hitting the ball well and competing, and I think from top to bottom with this team, that's how we excel and that's how we get better.